Thank you to the Liberation Choir and to all of you, the wider Liberation Choir. Before we do the reading today, I'm going to take a moment to introduce my teacher, Dee Dee Delgado. The Combahee River in the South Carolina lowlands was the site of a military raid in 1863, in which Harriet Tubman and Union soldiers freed 750 enslaved people. 115 years later, in 1978, a gathering of queer black feminists named themselves after Harriet Tubman's heroic action. They named themselves the Combahee River Collective. The Combahee River Collective statement, a document crafted by this group of black women, remains one of the most powerful analyses of interlocking systems of oppression and the path to liberation. This is one little sentence from this brilliant document that I encourage all of us to get to know. If black women were free, it would mean that everyone else would have to be free. Since our freedom would necessitate the destruction of all systems of oppression. Dee Dee Delgado's life is a shining example of dedication to the collective liberation of black women, black femmes, and black non-men. In the years that I have known Dee Dee, first online and then finally in person, I have seen steadfast truth-telling, extreme generosity, making a way out of no way, and a refusal to coddle or sugarcoat the hard truths that anyone who considers themselves a decent, progressive person desperately needs to hear. I am deeply grateful to be learning from Dee Dee, and I am thrilled that she is here with us today. So we have a reading, and this is an excerpt from an interview with Toni Morrison.